how do young Czechs regard the concept of democracy? Tom McEncroe has been finding out.
The Festival of Democracy, one of the events accompanying this year's Forum 2000 conference, organised a competition for secondary school students, asking them to submit short videos describing how they understood the term democracy. The winners were invited to sit at a panel exploring where democracy and freedom lie on the list of young people's values. I asked the event's organiser, Dagmar Kasp, who works for the Forum 2000 Foundation, why they chose this format.
This year, we really wanted to include the voices of young people into our program. And so we thought about what would be the best form of inclusion, and we realized that young people, they express themselves very well with the new technologies and videos, and that's why we asked high schoolers to produce videos on the topic of democracy and freedom.
Teenagers Jakub Potnišil and Adam from the Gymnasium of Jaroslav Hejrovský, a Prague-based grammar school, won the prize and ended up being passionately engaged in the panel. In fact, the engagement of the two, as well as of their fellow students, was such that the debate shifted from the initially announced exploration of the place that democracy and freedom hold in the values of young people to an active discussion about the effects of current student engagement methods. Asked about whether his school has taken part in the variety of extracurricular projects offered by statewide student initiatives and NGOs, one of the winners, Jakub Potnišil, had this to say.
There is no time for these projects. When we look at how education works at our schools, it is basically writing loads of pages on various subjects. If I were to ask our headmaster whether we could do some of day-long activity where multiple classes were not to have lessons, I could as well just give up immediately because there is no time for these projects. I think one of the causes behind this situation is that some of the teachers are just decided that the current curriculum is the ideal way to learn things. Those projects that students could perhaps design better are not seriously considered because they are not seen as the correct educational method.
After a teacher sitting in the audience spoke up that such projects are prepared but students never take interest in them, the debate turned to student parliaments, a system increasingly implemented in the Czech Republic which seeks to empower teenagers in the decision-making process at their schools, with some suggesting that students should use them if they truly want to see change. However, Mr. Potnišil, whose school has such a parliament, said that the current system was ineffective.
We have proposed at least 20 propositions through the council at our school, and the greatest achievements of this council are that some benches were installed and that we can now enter a part of the outside school area. Those are the only two good things.
One of the panelists, Václav Kříš, who is the former chairman of Young Citizens, a group dedicated to get young people more engaged in public life, said that money lies at the heart of the issue.
One thing is council and another self-governance. We have been talking about democracy and freedom here. Freedom is a sort of responsibility. If you are given your own budget, you are responsible to yourselves and you can achieve the things you want instead of just raising awareness about problems. That is vital in removing the negative feeling among students that they have raised awareness about something but nothing changed, because just giving council isn't freedom. If your school doesn't give you the chance to realize yourselves within the system, you start being against the system, and your bad experience may spill over to the way you think of the state and its system of representational democracy.
After the debate was over, Mr. Kříš told me that his argument was also based on personal experiences.
Well, as I said in a discussion, I was part of the parliament for two sessions where I realized that there are no possibilities for the parliament to actually do something tangible. So what I did at high school was a number of participatory projects outside of the school with different institutions, universities. So I took this path, but in the same time I reflected on the situation in my school, and I mean this discussion also proves that I'm still interested in how it develops, and I think it's getting better. Yeah.
So would you say this dissatisfaction was actually a bit of a spark as well?
Yeah, partially. I mean, as I said, I by seeing that it didn't work, I saw also the potential in it, and this dissatisfaction sort of proved to be sort of drive for me to be interested in the area, and you know, to start commenting on it, founding this organization, which sort of tries to, again, get young people active and get back to their schools as sort of leaders and to lead this sort of possible change on the local level.
The two other panelists present were Martin Mikšík, a student himself and the head of the nationwide Czech High School Students Union, and Johanna Nejedlová, co-founder of Consent, a group that seeks to raise awareness about sexual violence. I asked Mr. Mikšík if his experiences with democratic school engagement were useful and if he intends to remain active in local decision-making, perhaps even politics.
Definitely. Because, again, it gave me, so many things, like soft skills and everything, and I just want to participate again because I see the potential.
Okay, good. And what about you? You've been classified as an activist. Why did you choose to go in that specific area? Do you know what I mean?
I think it was also because of my school, which was like lots of encouraging us to do stuff, and it was oriented on like students' decisions and encouraging us to be active at everything, like lots of projects also outside of the school. But why I choose to be an activist is just because I saw a need to change something and there was nobody else who would do it, and this was the easiest way to change the thing, like to start to do it by myself.
How would you evaluate democratic feeling among students today? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's bad? Would you say, is there something that scares you? Or on the opposite, is there something which you're very happy about?
I think it's good, but what we need to try to is for their hopes to keep them up and to keep them in a fertile life, and not to, you know, get dissatisfied with the democracy and freedom and to become anti-systematic.
I think it depends on where the school is. We can see that in Prague there are more student councils in schools. And in rural areas it's less common to have student councils, so that's the thing we have to change. We have to involve everybody.
Yeah, I think it's very related with from where is the student coming, from which background, because I can see the kids or students from the gymnasiums in Prague, which are very active and very trying to change things and do lots of projects and volunteer job. But I don't think that the students in other cities and in school, which are like less privileged, are doing the same. I think we need to encourage them somehow. But
Again, the atmosphere in this school is a bit different. There are less students that are interested in this topic, but there are good examples. One of our delegates is from VT school, so it is possible. We just need to find a way how to connect with these people. And as a Czech high school student, you know, we are trying to do it through various topics. For example, like a practical education. We wrote a report on it, it's been in media, and we are trying to connect to their topics, to the problems that they are facing, and try to solve them somehow.
Speaking to the organizer, Ms. Kasp, again, I asked if she was surprised with the way the debate shifted into an active conversation between students and teachers.
Actually, I was surprised. And I was surprised we had, little expectation. We thought maybe that the topics would be more broad, you know, democracy and freedom as adults. We tend to think more in, like, bigger picture. But honestly, it's probably not very surprising that it ended up being a discussion about school and school parliaments, because that is actually where high schoolers are publicly engaged. That is where their public life takes place. And so all their experiences are basically connected to the school. But I was very happy with the discussion. I was very surprised and pleased that a lot of the students took part. And it's great that the teachers got involved. I thought it was... I thought the participation was great, and we're looking forward to doing it next year again as part of the associated program of the Forum 2000 conference.